Let me read for you a familiar text from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, beginning in verse 17. On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Where do you want us to make preparations for you to eat the Passover meal?" Jesus replied, "Go into the city of a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time is near. I'm going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples in your home.'" So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them and prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12, and they were eating. And while they were eating, Jesus took the bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take and eat. This represents my body." And then he took a cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Now picture that night. These apostles had been with Jesus for months, years together. They had seen it all. Picture all that they had seen of Jesus' ministry. They had seen him take fish and bread and multiply it and feed multitudes. They had seen him touch eyes and bring back sight. They had seen him bring healing. They had heard all of his teachings. They had sat around and listened and even saw some righteous indignation as he cleared the temple. Oh, but it wasn't just the ministry they had seen. They had done life with Jesus. Can't you picture the disciples and Jesus camping out at night, telling stories and laughing a lot? You couldn't take those 12 crazy guys with all of their baggage and not have a lot of laughter. They did life and ministry with Jesus. And now, this most holy of week for these Jews, Passover. Perhaps they had shared other Passover celebrations, but even they probably felt something was different as Jesus sent them on where to prepare in this upper room for Passover. And then this new element, communion. After sharing the cup and breaking the bread, the last verse I read, they sang a song and they went out. We know, looking back from our perspective, they went out into total chaos and confusion. They left that upper room and suddenly they were overcome with fear, and rightly so. And the fear led to trauma, led to pain, led to confusion, despair, and death for Jesus. They went out, and there were the Pharisees again, judging and ready to attack. The high priest would soon be there, and then the fake mock trial. There were Jews, and there were Gentiles, and you couldn't tell who were your friends and who were your enemies. It was a mob that they went out into. It was the world. Yes, looking back, we understand and see it all. They should have just stayed in. For up in the room where they were with Jesus, just think of those moments. It was safe and it was secure. Up in that room where they had gathered with Jesus for Passover, it was their sanctuary. If you would, they had a holy huddle, Jesus and his guys, as they shared that intimate meal. And then as he began to talk of this represents my body, and this cup that we will share represents my blood, the new covenant. They had worship, communion. Don't you know that night that they went through all the great Jewish traditions, and they prayed, and they listened, and they learned. It was at that meal that Jesus took the towel and took the basin, and one of the gospel writers say, as he washed their feet. But they didn't stay in. They went out. They went out with Jesus. And as they went out, the taste of bread and wine was still on their tongue. I have to imagine as they stood up from their sitting position, crumbs from the bread fell off their clothes. At least my picture of the disciples, some of them surely spilt wine upon themselves and maybe had droplets of wine still in their beard. They went out. They went out not knowing what was ahead, but they went out with Jesus, and that made all the difference. And I believe, the Gospels don't tell us, but I believe Jesus led the way out. I think Jesus was the first one out of that upper room. He was the first one to lead them as they made their way into the garden. They went out, and Jesus led them. And today, we do likewise. Today, we will go out with the very taste of bread and wine, grape juice, and the presence of the Holy Spirit with us. We will go out. Today we go out to love Lufkin. This day we will paint and pull weeds, and many will pick up trash in the local park. We'll go out. Some will go out and power wash, and some will go out and come back into a room in the church and pack sacks, packing sacks and care packages for those who work in our hospitals. Today we go out. Some will go out and will mow a cemetery, mow over graves that have been forgotten. Some will go to a warehouse today and will sort through children's books. And later this week and month, kids will read books and their eyes will light up. We go out. This morning, one of my favorite projects, some will go out and just start walking down this street and the next street and the next street and over near Abney, inviting children and families to come. Not just a church, but to come to a Halloween carnival in their neighborhood from our church. They drive by our church all the time. Do they even notice us? We're inviting them to a carnival and a hot dog. Our community, we go out because we love Lufkin. It would be easier to stay in. And most times on Sundays, once you're here, I'm glad you're here, and I want you to stay in at least until 11:30. But even when we come on any Sunday, we come to stay in for a moment and longer than today. But always our goal is not that we stay in our upper room or our sanctuary. Always our goal is that we go out with the hope of the gospel. We go out to change our world, and I hope and trust we go out each week following behind Jesus. In just a few moments, we will gather, we will share the bread and the cup. We will, if you would, take Jesus in. Now, we don't believe that that's actually the body or the blood. We don't actually believe that I have any power to change that. It's bread I bought at Brookshire's and juice from Brookshire's as well. But it represents the body, the blood of Jesus. We will take it in. Christ in us. Listen as our worship team leads us in singing. It's called the communion song, Behold the Lamb. Prepare your hearts.